Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. Welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative and compelling artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Senga Nangudi, one of the most inventive artists to combine abstract sculpture and performance art in the world today. Welcome, Senga, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So I was revisiting your bio, noticing that 1974 is a pretty big year for you in your personal life and your professional life.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on the professional here. This is the moment that you begin to work with some of those materials that are signature Senga. So mm-hmm. the nylon pantyhose, the sand materials that play mm-hmm. such a prominent role in your work today, the work at the Venice Biennale, in fact, the work at the BMA right now. So could you speak a little bit about the genesis of those materials, why you started using them and their significance?
I don't think it was exactly 1974. I did have my first son in 74. That experience, along with my second son, really stimulated my idea about how do I express this whole energy of the body expanding and contracting and the psyche expanding and contracting. So it was like 75, 76, and I just started trying to find materials that would express this kind of sense of body, the elasticity of the body, but also the sensuality of the body. And I tried a number of things before I really got to the whole idea of utilizing pantyhose.
I know that you have been included in some extraordinarily important group shows, among them Out of Actions, an exhibition called Whack, and Kelly Jones' show Now Dig This at the Hammer, that have begun to historicize some of your innovations from the 20th century. So I wondered if you could just reflect on that.
Well, it's really exciting to be acknowledged. It's really, really important that you have a place in history, first of all, which wasn't the case before when I was growing up in Janssen's art history book that, you know, was the text for everyone's art history. You weren't going to find any person of color, trust me.
Right.
And rarely, a female. So to be acknowledged and put in a historical framework is really important. So right now it's pretty exciting being a female as well as a black artist to be recognized. And there's always the issue of, okay, well, when do we get integrated into the overall picture of contemporary art and not just, you know, separated into a pretty box that just says black art? When do we see some real investigation and some theory related to our place in the contemporary scene?
Yeah, and I'm hoping from a museum director's perspective, it's our job to tell those accurate, socially responsible, integrated, inclusive histories. That I think that our next great task is exactly that, tell history as it actually unfolded with all the participants properly articulated as part of that story.
Right, exactly, because we're quite the nation that's diverse and really exceptional in terms of Asian American art, Latino art, First Peoples art, all of that. If you're going to have a whole picture, you have to have the whole picture.
Senga, I wanted to thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your work with us in Baltimore at the Baltimore Museum of Art.
My pleasure.
You can see work by Senga Nangudi at the Baltimore Museum of Art and at sengasenga.com. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.